We left off yesterday. We were just beginning to develop the sugya in the Flamin of an Aleph, where the Gemara speaks about the notion that a gazlan is kona b'yiush. Well, we're not even sure that that's even what the Gemara meant to say. The reason why the Gemara is even talking about a gazlan potentially being kona b'yiush is the Gemara is commenting upon why is it that when you have stolen goods, you can't bring it as a korban. After all, you were kona ready. So if you were kind, it's already yours. Why can't you bring it as a korban? Why does the Pasuk in Malachi say it's possible for korban? It must be, because it's the principle of mitzvah b'avi aveira. So we stop the Gemara in the tracks and says, wait a second, hold on. Who says you were kona? So the Gemara makes reference to this idea that a gazlan is kona b'yush. So we said, that's a big, big question. That's a big machlokes amoraim in the 7th Perek of Bava Kamma. Is a gazlan or a ganav really kona b'yush? According to that one opinion, that yes, then the Gemara reads like a charm. That's how Rashi read that Gemara. But the Gemara is saying Hakanya biyush means literally is kind of. We said that other days in the Gemara don't even accept that Hakanya biyush. So Tosfos said, no, you're right. When the Gemara says that kind of yush, the Gemara didn't really mean yush. It means yush plus, you know, rishush, you know, shame, whatever those other pluses are. Which again, and hopefully in further sugyas, we're going to develop a little bit further. But we said that the two ways of reading Sukkot Aflamin of an Aleph with Hakanya biyush luchud depends upon, is it really true that a ganav or a gazlan occurred to be yush? So that was an unresolved issue in Bava Kamma and Daf Samech Vav. So we took a step back and we said, you know, before we can understand Sukkot Daf Lamed, we better understand that machloek is in Bava Kamma and Daf Samech Vav. What are the pros and cons? Why should or should not a gazlan be kind of be yush? And before we realized that we could understand Bava Kamma and Daf Samech Vav, so Kedarkeinu B'Kodesh, we came to the conclusion that we can't understand yush by Geneva unless we understand Yush in its original habitat, its original source, namely by Aveda, which pushed the sugya back to Bava Metzia, Daf Chaf Aleph. So we opened up this sugya thinking we're learning Sukkot Daf Lamed, then we realized right away we're really learning Bava Kamma Daf Samech Vav, and now we realize yesterday we're learning Bava Metzia, Daf Chaf Aleph. So that's what we're learning right now. So we're learning the beginning of Yalam Metzias. So a little bit of Pashas. Who here was listening to Lady during Pashas Mishpatim? Who here had such enjoyment during Pashas Mishpatim? Oh, come on. Nobody was like jumping for joy. I couldn't, like, you know, because I saw Genev and Gazel, I saw the sugya starting to unfold. I got so excited. I was telling Mr. Alter before, I think everyone else would appreciate it as well. So my Blima, my 11-year-old daughter, has a test. They actually were just learning Pashas Mishpatim in school, 6th grade. So they just finished Pashas Mishpatim like last week. Adam, they have a big, big bechina, big test today on all the intricacies of Pashas Mishpatim. So last night was a real big study night in the house. So the last thing that you didn't have time before you should go to sleep was we hadn't reviewed yet the Dalet Shomrim and we hadn't reviewed yet Nezek Tzar Ripusheves and Boshes. So she was all like bent out of shape, like, you know, she didn't have enough time to chaz of that. So said, don't worry, we could do it in the car this morning. So no, Abi, you're not going to be able to do it with me because you're going to be driving, you're not going to be able to see the notes, you're not going to be able to ask the questions. So I said, okay, what's the test? I have to know. What's a Shom Achinam? What's a Shom Asacha? What's a Shom Achinam? And what's Nezek Tzar Ripusheves and Boshes? You're never going to be able to. I said, Blima, I don't want to show off it. I think I can handle this one. Even with one eye on the road, I could probably remember. I hope I can remember the Dalet Shomrim. If I can't, so guys, just, you know, let's kind of wrap it up now, okay? So, Baruch Hashem, all's well that ends well. We even discussed Pshia and Shlichus Yad. I was, like, very impressed. Tons of Tanav Ganav, she didn't get to it, we passed on that. But she and Shlichus Yad, we got it. There's a little bit of a mix-up about Genev and Avedel. Remember, you know, we smoothed off the rough edges. I taught her how to remember that Sheves is loss of work, because it sounds like Shabbos, like you're not working on Shabbos. So I taught her, you know, a couple of little tricks of trade, just, you know, to keep this, to remember, and Baruch Hashem, all's well that ends well. If I get a frantic call that, you know, that the test wasn't as okay. Anyway, here, let's get back to that story. So, in our in-depth study of Bava Kamma and Bava Metzia, rolled into one last night in Parshas Mishpatim, so we came to the realization that Rashi has a very, very unique way of presenting the very institution of Yish. Rashi said that the whole institution of Yish by Aveda, and then potentially by extension to Geneva, is learned out from a detail in Parshas Aveda. That's the detail called Shofar Nohar. That's the old river overflowing down the Mississippi from yesterday's mashal. We all showed off that tremendous bekias about the knowledge of the Midwest. I was very impressed with everybody's geographic knowledge of. So Rashi saw in the parasha in the detail of Shot for Nahar as a din klali that Yush is kind of. So a lot of Rishonim had problems with Rashi. And the last problem that we were omitted on the very end of the Shia yesterday was the objection that the Ramban has to Rashi. In the parasha of Shot for Nahar, in the din of Shot for Nahar, there is no question that the person who finds the Aveda picks it up way before there's any knowledge of Shot for Nahar even took place. Way before there was any Yush whatsoever. So this runs into a very, very serious problem because the aimtees of Hashavas Aveda are that the Yush has to precede the picking up of the item. The Gemara says, Pemole and Dav Chaf Aleph, that if the Yush has not yet taken place, so then all bets are off. Then a person is never going to be kinder the Aveda be Yush. So if Rashi is right, that the Mokor for Yush has learned that from Shot for Nahar, but Shot for Nahar itself, the Gemara of the Feirish works, even though he picks up the Aveda long before there's even knowledge of a Shot for Nahar. So how do those two facts jive? How does that stream together? How could it be? So that was the kasha the Ramban saw as an absolute contradiction to the entire theory of Shittus Rashi. So we gave multiple Biurim yesterday. I'm going to pick up from the last of the Biurim. And the second of the Biurim was the Biur that appears in Rav Zsolti, the Mishas Yavetz, where the Mishas Yavetz, strangely enough, answers the Ramban's taina against Rashi with discovering a what? A Ramban, a different Ramban, a Ramban of the Milchamas. The Ramban's kash against Rashi is in the Chiddush Ramban, but the solution to Rashi is really rooted in the Milchamas. Says the Milchamas Hashem, a very, very famous aside from the Ramban, that why is it that this halach is true? Remember our timeline from yesterday? Why is it that it has to be, first comes the moment of Aveda, then comes the Yush, and then and only then is the Netila. If the Yush does not precede the Netila, then we have a problem. Why can't we flip the order? Why can't I pick up the Aveda first, and then the other guy will be Mishayish later, and I'll still be Koine? Eh? So what was the Yisrael of the Ramban? Famous Ramban, what did he say? What? Because once you pick up an Aveda, you become halachically a Shemer Aveda. And once you become a Shemer Aveda, your hand becomes an extension of the hand of the original Bialim. So in effect, the Aveda is in whose hands? In whose jurisdiction is the Aveda right now? The Aveda is still Bishus, it's still beyond the original owner. And therefore the Ramban develops the Yisoid that Yish doesn't work on a Dovish B'shusay. You can be misyayish from something that's lost, something that's out, something that's away, something that's in the middle of the street. But if something is in your backyard, Pashas, the Ramban is saying, Yush is in Toyface. Yush doesn't take effect. Yush doesn't hold if it's on a Dover Shebershu. So, and therefore, Kol's man that the Meitias Aveda picks up the item, it becomes now Yadoki Yadoi. And once it's Yadoki Yadoi, that is an impediment to the subsequent Yush. That's the Ramban's side. Comes the Mishas Yavetz and now picks up in the Ramban and says, "B'medvam amurim that the order is so critical that the Yush must precede the Netila because if it's the other way around, so then the Netila kicks in and becomes a Shomer Aveda. What is it that transforms the Netilas Aveda into becoming Shomer Aveda? Who appointed is the Shomer Aveda? I see a lost item on the, I see a wallet with a siman on the floor, and I pick it up. Mi samcha." To become a Shomer Aveda, normally you need a mafkir and a Shomer. So who appointed this Shomer to be the Shomer Aveda? Rabbi Yisai, who? The Rabbani Shalom. As I state in the Hilig Torah, Hashem Teshivim Liachicha. The Rabbani Shalom appointed you as the Shomer. It's a different kind of a Shomer. That's what the Gemara has in Machloik Yisamarayim in the sixth Pech of Bava Kama. What kind of a Shomer do I become? Do I become a Shomer Chinim or a Shomer Sachar? So what do you think? If I had to ask you, what do you think? Am I a Shomer Chinim or a Shomer Sachar? Shomer Aveda. Who do you think? What do you think I am? Pasa b'shomer chinam. I'm not getting paid. So there's one side in the Gemara that says I'm a shomer sachar. Why am I a shomer sachar? Because of a quirk of what? What's the quirk? Who remembers? For those few minutes that I'm taking care of the Aveda, if somebody knocks on my door and asks for an Adava, I don't have to give him money because I'm Isi Mitzvah Mitzvah. So I saved a couple of pennies, and that's enough to make me into a Shema Sachar. So that's one day in the Gemara. B'chalik is Rabban Rav Yosef. And then the Gemara says, V'eidi Yishlema, Lishna Harina, the Gemara says, Mabakama, maybe I'm a Shema Sachar for a different reason. Why? Who knows why? Because Rachman is Shabdei. But medeva mamurim that you can argue mishem echinim mishsachar. That's if I enter into a relationship with you, two bosom adams agree to become a mafkid and a shomer. So then the Torah Kedoshah says in Pashas Mishpatim. So the Torah sizes up that the das advarim is that without money you're a shomer echinim and with money you're a shomer echinim. That's why the Mishnah says in the end of the seventh parak b'Metziah that the two parties can decide whatever they want. Let's say they want to enter into a deal that they want to become a shomer echinim. Even though he wasn't paid. Or he wants to be a Shemachinim even though he was paid. So the Mishnah says you can do whatever you want. And the Gemara says that even if you hold like Rabbi Meir that Kol Tanai Shabbat Mama Eino Kayim, Mechalik Shabbat Meir Rabbi Yehuda, can you make Tanoim and Dini Mamanis against the Dini HaTorah? So the Gemara says that even according to Rabbi Meir who says you can't make Tanoim against the Dini HaTorah, by Shmir he agrees. Why? Shmir is a different voice. Shmir, the whole Mechayiv of Shmir emanates from where? From the Haskoma Sabali Davar. I agreed, so the Torah, he says, Allah, the Torah yardless of Daita Shaladam. If I get paid, I'm accepting X degree of Achrayas. If I don't get paid, I'm accepting Y degree of Achrayas. So all of Shmira emanates from the Haskamas Advarim between the Mafkin and the Shoyman. So the Gemara says in Mavakama, Bamedavam Amurim, we can discuss you being perhaps a lower level Shoymer. That's if between Boss of Adam and Boss of Adam. But if the Torah Kadesh is Meshabdu, makes you into a Shomer, makes you into the higher level Shomer, you become a Shomer. You can't be a Shoyel. Shoyel means you have a right to use it. I don't have a right to use it. So the highest possible Shomer I can is a Shomer Socha Kacha, but that's the deal. Come a Shomer Socha. So there's no question that this is the funny kind of a Shomer Aveda. This is a Shomer Aveda that emanates from the Mitzvah Sashovis Aveda. That's the Mechav, that's the Mafkid. The Mitzvah Sashovis Aveda becomes the Mechayev to make me into a Shomer Aveda. So Rav Zolti, but medva mamurim, I become a shemir aveda when I have a wa, when I have a mitzvah sashova. What does the Torah say by zutos shoyam? What does it say about the couch floating down the Mississippi? What does it say? There's no mitzvah sashova aveda. That's exactly what the Torah's chiddush is. Asher toiva bimenu yotzazeh she'avud bimenu mekol adam. Part of the one of the tenoyim, one of the preconditions of the mitzvah sashova aveda is that it has to be something that's avud bimenu mitzvah mekol adam. Whenever it's avud mikol adam, something as crazy as the Mississippi overflowing, al zeh lo ne'amar mitzvah shavas aveda. So if there's no mitzvah shavas aveda, what is it? Blank. There's no mitzvah shavas aveda. But what else is there when there's no mitzvah shavas aveda? What else is there? I don't become a what? I don't become a shemir aveda. And what happens a few hours later, when the person is misyayish later, what kicks in? What's kaina? Yish is kaina? Because the only impediment to Yish being kaina was the fact that he became a Shemer Aveda. Kol Zman he didn't become a Shemer Aveda, there's no problem. So basically, Rav Zolti just said in one fell swoop that these are two examples. We have already two examples when Yish can kick in post Tilas Hadover. What was the original case in the Ramban, or the Machamas? What was the original case where Yish can kick in post the Tila? What was the case in the Ramban? Remember? Neitel what? Neitel amanas the goyim. Not real gezeila. It was an aveda. Nafal kisam bashuk. Neitel amanas the goyim law. So whenever you neitel amanas the goyim law, that's tantamount to saying there's no mitzvah hashov anymore. You didn't become a shomer aveda. So there's lo nasa shomer, lo nasa yadai ki yadai. This didn't happen. Neitel amanas the goyim law is the halach equivalent of. Catch this one. Zuto shel yam. Because in both of these cases, lo nase yado ki yado. In this case, because the person, how can I be nase yado ki yado? I'm not representing you. I'm gosling. I'm trying to steal it from you. So I'm not becoming yado ki yado. And in this case, there's no mitzvah shavu sevet. So the common denominator is, whenever there's lo nase yado ki yado, it is possible for Yush to kick in later. This is the theory of the Ramban. Again, the Ramban said it over here. Rav Zolti is the extrapolation of the Ramban to Zuto Shoyam, and this explains Shittas Rashi. Again, it's strange a little bit that the Ramban would have been the Rishon. We wouldn't have expected the Eskan Rashi. That is Emes. It's a little bit of a soft spot in this Pshat, but conceptually it makes a lot of sense what Rav Zolti is saying. So basically, we're going to take this Ramban and go with it, and go flying with this Ramban. We have the Gemara B'Kamei Daf Samech Vav, which is the background for our sugya. The possibility existed that Yush is kaina by Gezela. It's possible that Yush is kaina by Gezela. Rabba thought, Ken Zayin, that Yush is kaina by Gezela, even mid-deraisa. The Gemara wasn't 100% sure, but the Rabba held it deraisa, the Rabbanim, but it's the Tanya on there, it is a viable shot in the Gemara B'Kamei Samech Vav, that Yush is kaina by Gezela mid-deraisa. And the source can only be from a Veda. It's a Hekesh, a Mematzinu, a Binyab, some kind of a comparison. We're deriving, we're extrapolating from a Veda to Gnela, to Gzela. Tell me a Kasha, Basai. Ask me a Kasha on that possibility in Rabbah. Throw me a bomb Kasha, Basai. You read the Gemara of a Kama Samukvav, and you saw Rabbah said, Kenzain, a Veda teaches us to Gneva. What should bother you? Should be Shrine Chai V'Kayim.
You meant the other? Before you take
the the Gemara's Pilei Poem. Lo you monkey supar. How could the Gemara even dream to say that Yush is kind of by Gezela Midiraisa parallel to Aveda? The very prerequisite to Yush to be kind of by Aveda is what, Rabbi say? The very requirement of Yush to be kind of is what? What? Yush has to come first. Yush cannot follow. Yush has to come first. So since Yush has to come first, that condition is lacking. That condition is missing by Gezela. Because by Gezela, by definition, I'm stealing it, and then the guy's being Mishyayish. Rabbi said, once again, just a quick reminder at the public service announcement, all other devices, or all devices that are being used for anything else, are please asked to be exited out of the room. Okay? With the owner of the device. Okay? Rabbi say, back to square one. So, again, how in the world can the Gemara tell us that there's even a possibility, even on the radar screen, to say that Yush is kind of a Gezela? Every Gezela, by definition, by the very essence, by definition of Gezela, the Yush is following the moment of Netila. So what's the answer, Rabbi say? What's the answer to that dilemma? It's Pashut. No, what's the answer? Pashut.
Yeah.
Oh, Zogtik Tzois. Zogtik Tzois. It's Bilsen Pshita. Says it tells a Gazlan by definition doesn't become a Yadaki Yadai. Madach in the case where it's Neitel Amin Asta Geisla, when it really wasn't a Veda, and the Ramban says, you don't become yada ki yada because you're trying to take it away from the fellow. You're not trying to represent the fellow. So it says the Ketzayis, Kavachayimim ben Medeisha Kavachayimim, when you're a Mamashe Gazlan. I break into you, I beat you up in the street, and I grab your thing away from you. So I'm going to say, oh, du bist die yada ki yada. I'm a sugar. I'm your Shomer. I'm going to bop you over the head. I'm trying to run away from you with your item. I'm not your Shomer. That's the last thing I want to do is be a Shomer. I want to steal your object. So says the Ketzayis, the Milsta Pshita, that's what based on this Ramban, it is obvious. If Madach and Neitlam and Ask the Grizzle and Ask the Yadak Yadak, Kavachem and Gazlan Mamish. So we have Rabbi say now three cases, extend this bubble a little bit, three cases, all saved by the Heilige Ramban, all examples of where Lo Nasi Yadak Yadak, and therefore, once again, Lo Nasi Yadak Yadak, and therefore, in all three of these cases, we're perfectly okay with the Yush following the Netila, and we can envision that the person will be Koine. Now, truth to be told, maybe Yush is not Koine by Gezela. Maybe it's Yisur Asli Yadai, maybe it's not similar enough to Aveda. We have other technical reasons why Rav Yosef questioned it, and maybe Rav himself questioned it. There are external reasons why maybe Yush doesn't work by Gezela. But the fundamental problem of every Gezela is Yush in the wrong order, that problem is not a problem according to this Machamas. So these are the three Yesaidis, these are the three cases, all representative of the same Yesaid. It's Shemi Aveda that's carrying the day. Shemi Aveda is creating the halakhic status of Yadu Ki Yadai, and when that doesn't apply, then the requirement of Yush proceeding the Netila falls by the wayside. So Rabbi Yisrael, we're spending so much time on this Machamas, it probably behooves us to understand what the Machamas said. So let's take a look. Let's make sure we're reading it right. we have a whole shiur klali hinging on it. We have three dinim on the board hinging on it. It really would be nice to make sure that we understand it properly. So we take a look at the Bechamas and the eighth dinim HaMekoymis. Bechamas says, the third line, the bishlam hecha should not live a teres aved. The v'lam nas the guys look at him yush. The yavshal kedai to be yush. If she yadu kiyad habaylim, the shem is socha shalahen hu. Who kach li oylem in a nikkas be yush? Hoyl the yesh na bishus habaylim. The four most important words of this Ramban, this Muhammad said those four words. Hoyl the yesh na bishus habaylim. It is impossible, it's inconceivable to misyayish from something that's in your rishus. And therefore, it goes on to say, if it's a manas legoizla, why it's not a not yadu ki yadu, and therefore it's not considered to be bishus habaylim. So you can't be misyayish from something bishus habaylim, right? Everyone's masking? Where did Rabban know that from? If I lose something, or at least I thought I lost something, and it just happens to be Bershusim, and I'm Misyayish. So the Ramban just said that doesn't work. I learned all of Eilam Mitzias a few times since fifth grade. I don't remember ever seeing that call anywhere. How does Mishnah say? Eilam Mitzias Shaloi, Eilam Chayav HaChrez, you find, you know, you guys remember stuff. Tongues of purple, right? Come on, tongues of red. You tell a kid, tongues of purple, he thinks of some kind of kid, purple lollipop. He doesn't know what they're talking about. Right? Nachtam, kikoshal, nachtam, shabalabai. A kid has no clue what's going on. The adults have no idea what's going on. Nobody knows what's going on. And the Ramban says there's a cloud that permeates all of Eilam Mitzias. Yish doesn't work if it's a davar shebishusoi, and therefore yadu ki yadu is like a davar shebishusoi. And I'm questioning the Ramban's premise. Vishtei tazoi. Yish doesn't work like a davar shebishusoi. It's so obvious. It's so poshut. Why is it so poshut to you? The problem is you're putting in your definition the words itself. You tell me, it's like a real briska. It's adin. It's as long as you say it's azadin, then it's okay.
It's
not a healthcare. You're throwing a lot of terms around. This is exciting. This is really getting juicy. Okay? Hang in there. All right? Hang in there. Come to Tzais. And even though the Tzais was the biggest fan of this Ramban, because he's the one who saved Rabba and Gazela by invoking this Ramban. So the Tzais was very, very aware of this Ramban and very, very big fan of this Ramban. Says the Tzais, I don't understand what the Ramban is saying. Because there's a sugya b'feirish in Eilam Mitzias about the following case. Motzi mos b'veisa kneses. I find money in the middle of the shul on the floor. What does the Braisa say? And remember, Motzi mos b'fuzos b'veisa kneses. Hare Eluah. The shalom belongs to me. Why? Because I can assume that the person was what? Why was the person misyayish? How do I know that he was misyayish? What's the teretz? Because people are obsessive about what? About their money. They're constantly feeling their wallets. Other mashish b'kisay b'chol shah. Therefore, when I find cash laying around, I assume the person knows that the money dropped. And therefore, it's not a problem. Even according to Abai, it's yush midas. And it's a makam rabim, so people are not expecting to ever get the money back. There's no simon on it. And therefore, it's got all the makings of Arei El Shaloi. And as I state in the Braisa, the only quirk that we have to learn that sugi, we're not learning that sugi right now, is why do you get to keep it? Just because the guy was misyayish, maybe who should get to keep it? Maybe the shul should get to keep it. Based on what? Kinyan what? Kinyan chotzer. Can we derive from here that a shul doesn't have a kinyan chatzer? Why would a shul not have a kinyan chatzer? What's wrong with a shul kinyan chatzer? Because as machlokes Hashanah b'Bavasa, where the hektesh has a kinyan chatzer, maybe a shul is like a shtikl hektesh. Wow, that's a whole nother sugya. But we're not. That's a b'Bavasa sugya. We're having enough trouble b'Bavakam b'Mitzi right now. But one thing is clear: that the Gemara says yush is kinyan. A yush works for matzah most of this, but the kinyasias. Comes a tzais and says, who owns a shul? It's a moment of shutfas. It's a gemara mesechus nedarim. Ferish a gemara nedarim. A shul is owned as a moment of shutfas. Whoever the paying members of the shul are, they own the shul. Anyone remember the shadow I told you about 2-3 years ago? I had the shadow about the Chibis Chometz. Right after Pesach, I get a frantic call from a Rav that they forgot to sell the Shul's Chometz. Forgot the Shul's. Usually the president, somebody sells the Shul. Mamash forgot to sell the Shul's Chometz. So I said, what's the big deal? What does the Shul own? I said, what do you have? A couple of stale challah rolls in the freezer from Shal Shudas? We'll throw them out. I said, a few stale challah rolls. I said, we got thousands of dollars of schnapps. So I still kept to say, and it serves you right, and you should throw it out also, but I didn't say that. I held back. I was miskaber on my Yitzhar at the time. Okay, halavai, everyone should be miskaber in the Yitzhar in this area. So I said to him the following. So there's a machleik, a poskim, who owns a shul? The Ketzais brings a raya from the Gemara that a shul is the Mamon HaShutfin. And others disagree and say, no, shul is a new entity called Mamon Hektish. It's like a Hektish ticket. It's like a new corporation called a entity from Kedusha. It's not really private funds. How do you do with the Gemara Nedarim? It's another story. So they said, Mamon HaShach, I think you're home free. Why? If the shul belongs to Mr. Kedusha, what's the din? There is no real private ownership on it. So then what's the din? Hektesh tikka chometz is not subject to my Rav Imotze. So v'yacha pesach, there's no knas. Knas is only for people who violated by Rav Imotze. If you hold that the chometz is really privately owned by all the members of the shul, that's good for us. You know why? They all sell the chometz. The private people of the shul also sell the chometz. So b'manoshek, I think you're okay. B'diyavid. So then he said, there are some not from people in the shul who don't necessarily sell their own chometz. So their share maybe is also b'hanah. So I said, yeah, but the same way Lamosh Levy Shul does, the president sells. Who puts the president in charge? There it says, when you have these kind of like partnership, it's understood, legally it's understood, there's somebody who has some kind of rishus to sell. So, Mamonoshach, the people who come to Shul and drink the schnapps that they shouldn't be drinking, they're the frum guys, the guys who come to Shul every day, every Shabbos. So they did sell their chometz to them. The one guy who comes on Yom Kippur to Shul, who's still a long-time member because his great-grandfather built the Shul or something, the guy hasn't stepped foot into the Shul for 30 years, but he still owns a share in the schnapps, so it's understood that he couldn't care less if somebody else sells off the schnapps. All right, legally, I think that would be probably all right. Could be good. There's always got to could be. Suffolk to Abba Lakula. Kenza. It's the end user Suffolk. So I thought, but yeah, but after the fact, we could establish the chometz. So comes the Ketzaisen says, Ketzaisen was the big believer that the owner of a shul are the personal private balabatim. So since it says, I don't understand. I come to shul in the morning, to my shul, and I drop some coins. And then 10 minutes later, I realize that I lost them because I stuck my hand in my pocket when I went to the store. Oh, yeah, I'm missing my coins. Ech, I must have lost them already. Who knows where they are? Ech, bin mishayish. Correct the choice. If the Ramban is right, what's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? No? It's Yishuv and Shabbat Shuson. The Yishuv and Shuson is not Taifas and not Chal. So, correct the choice. The Ramban is against the Farish Gemara. So, what in the world does the Ramban mean? That you can't be Mishayish after the person picks it up because it's Nasa Yada Ki Yada. And therefore, it's like you're his Bishusai. But if Bishusa Gufa, you can be Mishayish. So what's the Ramban accomplished by creating this new Chalashem called Yada Ki Yada, which is the equivalent of Rishusa? Even Rishusa itself, it could be Mishayish. So the Ramban argues that we misread. We misread the Ramban. When the Ramban said that you can't be Mishayish once it's Higil Yad HaShomer, what the Ramban really meant was as follows. Who usually provides Yush? Who is the person to call the shot? Who's in the driver's seat of Yush? What's the answer? The violin, the guy who's called the shot, the one who's in charge, who's responsible for this item, he's the one who's Mishayish. I'm going to be Mishayish on your property? It's ridiculous. We have a rule, Hilcha Shomrim. Once you become a Shomer has a lot of jurisdiction. Let's say, Marshall, if I'm watching something and that item damages something else, I'm responsible to pay for the damage. I'm the Bailam. Abisham Nichzu Tachas Bailam L'Shmira. I have a certain degree of relationship now with this item. Comes the Tzoyis Bedas Ramban and says, for you to be Mishayish, you the owner to be Mishayish, once there's a full-fledged Shomer that's appointed as the guardian of this item, appointed by none less than the Rebbein Shalom, the Chved V'Yatzmai, you can't be Mishayish. You're not there, you're not in charge anymore. It's out of your jurisdiction to be Mishayish. So it's not pshat, says the Ketzais, that you can't be Mishayish in a dovash, a quote-unquote, ain't a b'shusai. You can't be Mishayish if you're not in charge anymore. So when the other guy becomes a shomer, if and when he becomes a shomer, in classic Hashavas Aveda, he becomes a shomer Aveda. In these three scenarios, he does not become a shomer Aveda. But in the classic case of Hashavas Aveda, when he becomes a shomer Aveda, it's not niton for the balabos to be misyayish anymore, not because you can't be toyfes in your house. I can misyayish something in my house. Harai, I can misyayish something in my shul. My shul and my house is the same thing, for me, literally. But my shul and my house is the same thing. If Yush is typeface in my shul, then Yush is typeface in my backyard, it's typeface in my living room also. So if I lose something in my house, I can't find it, and it's sitting in my living room somewhere, but I think it's lost, and I'm misyayish from it, says the Ktzal, so be it, Yush will be typeface, Yush will be chal. And that's not what the Ramban was saying. So that's, you know, again, we are makatov to the Ktzal because he discovered this Ramban for us. We probably wouldn't have known it before. It's a little tucked away line in the middle of a Machamis and Bamatsia. So the Ktzal discovered this Ramban for us, brought it to life, but put such a spin on it that it doesn't even resemble what we thought it meant. It's still helpful. It still explains why in all three of these cases the order doesn't really matter, because the Maisa, the common denominator, is he did not become a Shem Raveda. But the original take we had on the Ramban, Yish doesn't work like Dovah Shem Shuso, because it was such a Milsa de Pshita. Not only is it not a Milsa de Pshita, it's wrong. The Ramban never really meant what he sounds like he's saying. I see you're going to rebuttal.
And just, let's say the
Dika's comments.
If you didn't find that, you wouldn't need to be Mabato, and you would just need to be like, I can't find, I'll just be Miyayish now, I'm never
going to
find
my name. You just made a like 30 assumptions. That Bittul and Yush are not the same thing. We got a lot of work to do on that one. It's coming around the bend. We got a little while to go in this again. We got Ramans. We got stuff. A lot of stuff coming around. Yeah.
What's that original understanding of the Ramban?
Yeah.
So if I, let's say I were to take it out, let's say someone is Yush and I take it out of his Rishus, does then Yush Chal after that, or is that Zerkizelon?
I've lost the order, so...
Let's say someone does Yeish, but it's in his backyard, he just didn't know.
And then according to the original understanding, yeah.
And I go into his backyard and I take it out. Does
he need a new Yeish?
Is that because Yeish now, the Zeylor is now Yeish Chal, and that item?
No, Pasha says the original Yeish wasn't Chal.
So it's
in the Zeylor. Maybe, yeah. So Rabbi Sai comes in Nesivis, and he says he doesn't think that the Ktzais is rereading of the Ramban is really accurate. He thinks the Ramban really meant what he said. Kipshuto kimashmo. But he said we have to go back to understand what exactly is the problem of Yush and Dovah Shebishusai. Why exactly is that a problem? So you said before, it's a milsa d'pshit, it's so pashut. The way idea why it's so pashut. Ktzais isn't even sure that it's right. Says in the Sivis, I'll tell you what it means. It's not an ironclad statement that Yush can't be teifes at a davar shebishusai. That's not really what the Ramban means. The Ramban means as follows. Yush can only be teifes if it's a davar avod, if it's an aveda. Let's say the marshal. I'm looking at my wallet. Misyayish from this wallet. Misyayish, I'm giving up hope of ever finding this wallet again. You're holding the wallet, you're looking at the wallet. So why is that? Why is it shtus fabel? Yush is not what? Let's hear it, guys, let's hear it. You ready? Start to say it. Yush is not what? Yush is not hefker. It's a different word. If Chazal meant hefker, they would have said hefker. Maybe. Yush means if and when something is in a certain matzav of being lost, it's in a certain category, a certain situation has arisen. The Torah Kedoshah says, whether it's said into the parish of Zutah Shayam, whether it's said into the parish of Simon, Simla, whatever the Mokon Rishayim, the Halakha Rishayim is for the parish of Yush. But the Torah Kedoshah says that Yush is the Schadish to me if and when something is in the state of being Ovud. When something is lost and out off my radar screen, then we can begin to discuss Yush. That's why the Gemara was comfortable in Baba Kama Samach Vav of raising the possibility that maybe Yush kicks in by Gezel also, because in a certain sense, every Gezel is also a what? Zavud. Aveda is it got lost through my carelessness. Gezel got lost through somebody else's robbery. But it's only because every Gezel, blicked in every Gezel is also Shem Aveda in a sense, that we can begin to discuss the parasha of Yish. And maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong, maybe I can't extrapolate it, maybe yeah, maybe no, you see right. That's above a kavas and above. But something that's not yet overed me many, what's shy to talk about? Talk about Yish. Doesn't make any sense. So how can you see this? When there's a Shomer Aveda, once the Torah appoints him as a Shomer Aveda, so he has to give it back to me. His job is to watch it for me. He's supposed to find me. He's supposed to return it to me. He's Yadda Ki Yaddi. That's like being Misyayish on something that I'm holding on to. Listen to the Mashal, Yadda Ki Yaddi. The same way if I'm holding physically something in my hand, I can't be Misyayish from it. So too, if he's holding it in his hand, that's as if I'm holding it in my hand. So therefore, argues the Nesivus, the real chisaron of Yush by Shemir Aveda is not quote-unquote b'shuso. B'shuso is a way to measure. It's a barometer to measure something. It's a barometer to measure, is it an Aveda or not? So Kol's man, that was the Lashon Ramban, he's comparing and contrasting when it's Yadu Ki Yadu, contrast to what was the other phrase? Like Munach Bela? Munach Bekarka. When the fellow picks it up in order to return it as Hashavas Aveda, then it's no longer an Aveda. It's Polka the Shem Aveda. That's what's really happening. The Chavtz is not an Aveda anymore because it's Yadu Ki Yadu. When he's Neitel Amanas LeGeizla, so then it's Taka still Kemunach Bekarka. So it's Kemunach Bekarka, it's still Chalan and Hashem Aveda, so then it's Nitan Le'amer, then you should be Taifis on it. Says the Nesivus, I lost money in Shul. So it happens to be, according to the legal status of the state of New Jersey, this Shul has to belong to all the members. I have a Dini Mamanis Chelik in the Shul. You know what the Nesivus says to that? My three favorite words. Whoop. True but irrelevant, or we call it a little bit less formal, whoop-de-doo. Right? So you own a share in the shul. That's beautiful and wonderful to hear. You have voting rights. You could decide to fire the rabbi. No, you should run it. You could decide to, you know, to whatever we can start a new hashkama minyan. You have voting rights in the shul. And maybe you can make a bracha on the shul talos for that reason. But in the end of the day, when you went to minyan this morning, and you had a hole in your pocket, and your coins are floating around somewhere in the Ezes Noshim now, and you're sitting at work and you realize that you lost a couple of pennies, would anybody say this is Nishken Aveda? This is Aveda, I have no idea where it is. I don't even know if it's in the shul. Maybe it's on the train, maybe it's on the street, maybe it's in the store, maybe it's, I don't know where it is. So let me tell you the good news. The good news, but Apidin, it's in your rishos, because the charter of the shul says belongs to Sobolovsky. He's got a 1% share in the shul. He pays his membership dues. So the Nesiva says, big deal. True, but irrelevant. You pay your membership dues, but it's still called an Aveda. So again, Rabbi said, I don't want to be mechweir between the Ktsais and the Nesiva, Sabeche Yivchar, but everybody realizes that just to say Pshat and Ramban, just to say, oh yeah, it's a Yush Peshuso, Yush Peshuso doesn't work here, that's so poshut. All poshut. Because you have to explain away that Gemara Bavitzir. Unless you undermine that premise, unless you believe that a shul is not private property, unless you believe a shul is taka not reshuso, like there were some who had a different shot in that Gemara. If you want to go down that route, that's a whole different ballgame. But if you want to go down conventional wisdom that a shul is property of the members of the shul, so then we have a problem, because how can you tell me there's no yish and reshuso if there's yish in the shul? So the answer is, either because of the Ktsosus Biur, that it was the Shemer Shaboy, because he's the Shomer, he takes on the characteristics of almost like a quasi-bailim, and therefore you can't be misyayish what's not yours, or you're not in control of, or you want to go down the Nesivus' word, that it's not so much b'shuso. B'shuso is a way of measuring whether it's an aveda or not. You can have something that's technically halakhli b'shuso, it's still called an aveda. Such a phenomenon, like most basic kinesis, will still be subject to yush. So again, two different views of the Gedali Yair and Ketzais to Nesiv is what the Ramban said, but no matter what, the Ramban is very helpful. Because that Muhammad ultimately solves the dilemma of why not Lemanas to Gozal and Asa Shomi Yadda Ki Yadda. It explains Zutta Shoyam according to Rashi, and explains the very beginning of the Gemara, but Bakama, about Gozal and Asa Yadda Ki Yadda. Yeah, so here's the question, yeah. If he knows where it is, it's Takanan Aveda, right? Right, that would be the flip, right? Right, Takanan Aveda, right? Right. I know that I have something in China. I have it sitting in a street corner in China. I know exactly where it is. And I say, I'm a Siyai from it. I can be Mafka, but I can't be Siyai from it, right?
What if it was stolen, but he knows where it is?
No, but the problem is that the fact that it's stolen, that gufa creates the shame aveda because he can't get it yet. So that in of itself could be called an aveda, quote unquote. Aveda doesn't mean literally lost item; it means that he has not nashachas to it. Good, very good, excellent. Okay. So basically, as yesodus thick as this Ramban is, Tosfos in Bava Kama Daf Samech Vav Ben Aleph does not buy into this Ramban. Tosfos does not believe that the name of the game here is Yado Ki Yado Hashem Raveda, the whole nine yards. Tosfos doesn't buy into this. Because the very din that started the ball rolling, namely, why is it that Yush must come first and then and only then Netilas Aveda, which the Ramban built his whole Yisoid on. This is where the Ramban started in that Bochamas. Tosfos, in about three words, indicates to us that they had a different reading of that din, an entirely different conceptual underpinnings of that din. The Tosfos is in Bava Kama, Sabach Vava Min Aleph, the ninth in the Mar Mekoymes. Tosfos writes, the end of the third line, Tosfos is explaining that phenomena why Yush has to proceed until it's Aveda. So it says, Hoyel ukvan ischayev behashava. The reason why Yush has to come first is because if Yush doesn't come first, then something else was chal already. What was chal? The mitzvahs Hashava Saveda. Hoyovin is Chayeva Hashava. The mitzvah Hashava Saveda was Tayfes already. What did Tayfes not say? What's the punchline that Tayfes, if Tayfes went to Ramban, what should have been the next words out of Tayfes' mouth? They're trying to explain the phenomenon of Mitzir Chaval of why you need Jewish priest Mitzir Saveda. So Tayfes says, Hoyovin is Chayeva Hashava. What should they have said next? What should be the next words off the pen? Therefore, you become what? A Shomer Aveda, and therefore, something along the lines of Yada Ki Yada, whatever that means. Tosfos stopped, dead in the tracks. And they said, imagine a world for a minute where there's a Mitzvah Hashomer Aveda without a din of Shomer Aveda. I tell you the truth, if I didn't learn Bava Kama in the sixth parak, the Gemara presents a Machlokes Rabbi and Rav Yosef whether Shem Aveda is a Shem Resach or Shem Chinam. I would have said he's a nothing. I would have said it's a mitzvah like putting on tefillin, sitting in a sukkah, hearing shofar. You have a mitzvah. You see somebody's lost. You should do a Shem Aveda. What would the din have been before the Gemara Bava Kama told me there's a din of Shem Aveda? I find a lost object, I pick it up, and then I lose it. I'm klutzed. I lose it. I would be chayef for it. Before today, if I were to tell you, I find somebody's wallet, it's got a simon on it, I pick it up, I'm such a nice guy, I pick it up, and I'm bringing it back to him, and in the process, I have a hole in my pocket, and it gets lost. Why am I chayev? Based on what? Vi state in Parshas Aveda, that I'm chayev. So this is a tremendous chiddush that the Amoraim saw. The Talmudim saw. Chazal understood right away. They read Parshas Mishpatim, they read Parshas Kiseitim, the two Parshas of Hashavah Zaveda, and they saw that licked in Parshas Aveda is not just a Chavis Hashavah, there's a din of Shemir Aveda. Well, then the Amoraim are fighting it out 1500 years after. I'm telling you, which Shemir Aveda am I? And then you have to figure out Shemichinim, Shemisacha, Atik Mitzvah, Shibud HaTayr, all the Lomdus of the sixth back above the camp. But Tosfos is not even Nochas Kach. Tosfos doesn't even say Ayin, sixth berach above a kam, where you become a Shem Aveda. Tosfos doesn't even mention Abu, doesn't mention a word about Yada Ki Yada. So it's clear from Tosfos, Hovin is Chayev Hashava, that what's preventing me from being kind of the Aveda is the Chayev Hashava. That's the Ma'akev. It's the Chayev Hashava that prevents me from being kind of the Aveda. That's a different world. That's the Gamri, a different world. It's almost like Tosfos is saying, almost like a svarnis of a heter, more than the nimominus. It's almost like Tosfos is saying, you became a chuyv in a mitzvah, you have to finish the mitzvah. Hi, the other guy's mishayish, but you have a mitzvah. Kol's man, he was mishayish first, so then the chuyv is a shavah never began. Because one of the pratim of Hashavas Aved is you're only mechuyev to return Aved that the person wasn't Nisya'ish from. So Chol's mad that the Yush preceded, so you were never chal on your mitzvah Shavas Aved. So good, it's yours. Find his keepers. But Chol's mad that you became mechuyev in Hashava, it's somehow the chiyev Hashava is the impediment, is the obstacles preventing you from walking away and just holding and putting it into your pocket and walking away. It's not shayach for you to be koine in Aveda when you have a chiva shava sitting on your shoulders. Taisa didn't say a word, not a boo, not a mention, not a zecher, nothing about being a shem Aveda and yadaki yadai. Which leads us to believe that Taisa doesn't buy into this whole picture. Shabbai say, let's walk now very, very carefully and compare and contrast two halachas, two sugyas. But the Gemara uses similar terminology and try to understand these two sugyas in light of this machlokes that's now developing between Taisus and the Ramban. One is the sugya in Bava Kamma. I'm sorry, one is the sugya. One is the sugya in Bava Kamma, but we'll the one afterwards. One is the sugya in Bava Metzia, Taf Chaf Aleph. And one is the sugya in Bava Kamma, Taf Samach Vav. They're the same sugyas we've been talking about all along. In the fifth of the Rambam Kaim, it's about Ritzia Chafal from Abayz. In the background to Abayi and Rava, the Gemara says, V'dabba sheyesh b'simin. If I find something which has a mark on it, so I find a wallet, and it's got a name on it. I picked it up. The person was not Mishyayish. Kuleyama loy pligi delo have a yush. There's no question that if I find something with a simin, there's no yush. Even though in the end I heard that he was Mishyahish, I haven't yet gotten to bring him back. What happened, in effect? We don't have the right order. We had Netila pre-Yush, right? So the Gemara Bavitzi is saying, if the Netila is before the Yush, so the Gemara says, that's no good. That wasn't even the Machlek Zabayin Rava. Let's chazer for a second. What was the Machlek Zabayin Rava? When Rava had a chiddush, what was Rava's chiddush? What's the gist of Rava's chiddush? Even though chronologically the netila was before Yush, why does Rava believe that's okay? Because it's retroactive Yush. Because Rava felt that since everybody knows that if I would have known, I would have been Mishyayish, so we have a right to say the Yush is teufes l'mafreya. But if not for that nekuda, then Rava and Abayi are on the same team. They look eye to eye on this one. That if and when the chronology is really truly Netila before Yush, this is not going to fly. That's Babetzia Chavalov. For what reason? Forget about what the Ramban said for a second. Forget about what Taisa said for a second. What does the Gemara say? Anyone read the Gemara? What? What did the Gemara say? Babetzia Chavalov. Everyone should have read this Gemara by now. B'dabash Yesh Be Simen. What are the next four words, Rabbi say? Because it came to his hands, the Isser. The Isura Asa. These are the words that Chazal used to describe this phenomena of this halacha. This is no good. B'isura asa liyadei. What do those words mean? Is that the reason? Or is that the description of what's happening? What do you think? Is that the reason why the Yush is in Taifas? That's not the reason why. The phenomena that we're describing is Isura Saliyade. What does Isura really mean? Isura doesn't really mean Isser. What does Isura really mean? If I was writing the Gemara, I would have given a different word. Don't tell anyone. I would have said almost like, what word would I have used? B'chiyuva Hodiyah Saliyade. So So Isur is a little bit of a bar of Isura, is conjuring up. You see the word Isur, you're the bad guy. You think of a thief. You think of a guy like, you know, breaking. This guy's not a bad guy. He's not a bad person. He finds himself picking up an item that he's not really entitled to keep. So we're using a phrase, a really borrowed phrase, Bisurilsa. This is not my discovery. The Mishnah already have this nuance. The Mishnah already point this out. That the Lashon Isura is a little bit of a borrowed phrase. It doesn't really mean he's doing anything bad. It means b'chiyuv hu di'as li'adei. And what's the reason? Once we just change the word in the Gemara from Isura to Chiyuva. So what is the reason? That's still the description. What's the reason? Tell me, no? Machlaikis, who knew? What? Machlaikis, who knew? We're not Burgan Abai. We're talking about Tav Shesh Basimin. Tav Shesh Basimin. It's today's year. So when Taisus saw this phrase, I have to move this Gemara down because we're going to run out of room. When Taisus saw the phrase, Bisuras Liyadei, Taisus plugged that in to mean what word? Two words? Chayves what? Chayves Hashava. And the Ramban plugged into that phrase to mean what? Two magic words going to the Ramban? Shemaveda. Which created Yado Ki Yada, which is the Machlekes who and who? So it's deceivers, what in the world that means. But we know whatever it meant, Tosfos didn't go down that route. So this is all within the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. All this magic phrase, Yisuras Liyadei, which doesn't really mean what it sounds like. Tosfos said this, Ramban said that. I thought I'd have room here, we're going to have to move over. This is Bava Metzia Chaf Aleph. Now we move to what? What's the figure? Vakama Samech Vav. And what's the Gemara talking about Vakama Samech Vav? Where the Gezela is Kona for Yush, right? So Rabba said, Yush says that, Yush is Kona for Gezela. Rabba said, yeah, Yush is Kona for Gezela with the Raisa. And the Gemara is presenting the other approach. What does the Gemara say? Why do we have reason to believe that Yush is not Kaina for Gezela? What did the Gemara say? Amar Rabbanan de Niktimir, lo yadinin de Raisa de Rabbanan. Idi Raisa de Havi Amati Aveda, da 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 da. Maybe Gezela parts ways from Aveda. So the Gemara is about to explain to us why Yush doesn't work for Gezela. After all, by Aveda, the Chiasa Liyadei what? Behateiras Liyadei. Avalhai, when it comes to Gezela, what? What are those four words? Kova, hear me again. What are the four words? He's got it right last time. There you go. Avalhai says the Gemara Bisuras Liyadei. So the potential reason why, the Vakamasamach Vav, why we're talking about a Gazla now. Why? Gazal? Then Yush, and the Gemara is trying to explain why it doesn't work. The Gemara uses the same terminology. Isura, Asa, I won't even spell it right, so the Amish parallel. Liyade, I'm going to put the same quotation marks, put the same, how many lines we got? Three lines in each one. I'm just going to highlight the fact that it's identical. Identical terminology. This is the reason why it doesn't work. Isura, Asa, Liyade. Let's start to plug in, Rabbi Isai. Well, if we know what Isura Asli Yadei meant in Rav Metzia Dav Chaf Aleph, it probably means the identical thing in Rav Kama Samech Vav, right? Well, let's think. You would think. Why would you think that, right? So, no, who's going to fill in the gaps for me, Rabbi Isai? Is that a statement or not? Does it mean the same or not? Fill it in for me. According to Tosfos, that what Isura Asli Yadei meant was that it is inconceivable for Yush to be Kaina when there's a Chavis Hashava. Is there a Chavis Hashava for a Gazlan?
Yes.
You better believe it. It's a different Poskim Chumash. It's a different name of mitzvah. It's not Hashav Teshivim Le'achich Pashas Aveda. It's what? Veishas Akzela. So it's an identical chayvus hashava that's serving as a potential obstacle to yish being kaida. So the terms of the Gemara are exactly identical because they conjure up the exact same meaning. So be surah of the yaday, according to Taisvis, once again, exact, similar, chayvus hashava. However, we got a big, big problem developing for ourselves, Rabbi Sai. What's the big problem? According to the Ramban, what did Isur Asli Yadeh mean before? That was a code phrase for not a Chavis HaShava really, but a Chavis HaShava that kicks in, that creates a Shem Raveda and the other Kiyadra and Beshuso and the whole 9 yards. Can we go down those 9 yards in the parasha of Bava Kama Samach Vav? Can we apply the Ramban's theory in Bava Kama Samach Vav? Not a million years. Why? What was the whole Ramban's breakthrough in the Bachamas? But Medvamum Yadakiyad is only when you want, when you're Neitel Lipitaras Shem Raveda. When you're Neitel Amanasta Gazloi, or even worse than Neitel Amanasta Gazloi, this is the worst. This is a what? This is outright Gazela. It wasn't even lost. I saw the guy, I bopped the guy over the head, I mugged the guy, and I took his wallet away. That's not a Shem Raveda. I'm going to Yadakiyad. And yet, what does the Gemara say? Bishurash liyadai. And therefore Yush isn't typeface. Favostit, where's the other chiyadai? Who here read both of these Gemaras during the Mamakamas? Just tell the truth. Who here read Baba Kamas Samachvav during the Mamakamas? Who here read Baba Mitzia Chafalaf during the Mamakamas? Who here read the Mechamas? Who here realized that according to the Mechamas, the Gemara is using the exact same terms to mean totally different things? Because it was like Tvarim Pshutim. Can't read the two Gemaras and the Mechamas and not realize that they mean two different things. So what does Isur Asli Yadeh mean in Bava Kama Samach Vav? If it doesn't mean what it means in Bava Metzia, what does it mean? What it means is very simple. The Gemara is trying to extrapolate Gezela from Aveda. The Mokor for Yush is by Aveda. Either Rashi's Mokor, Shafanor, or Rabban personal's Mokor, from Simonim, from Simla. Yush the Chiddush HaTorah. If not for the Chiddush HaTorah of Yush, what's the baseline, Johnny? Would you have ever said Yush B'Atzmacha? Never in a million years, right? In a million years. Yush, I never heard of Yush. I learned Kol Tarko, never heard of Yush. Come to Torah Kedayish, the Rebbe Shabbat Chachmaso, and gives us a parsha, gives us a din, gives fifth grade or something to wrap the hands around called Yush. And now, we're sitting in Bavel, in the 300s. Rab and Rav Yosef are sitting and philosophizing and saying, this din that was said in the parasha of Aveda, could we extrapolate to Gezel or not? If Shiyor Dinein, what Midah Shatar Nidresh are we trying to invoke? It's like a Mematzinu. Ma matzinu, there's a parasha of Yush by Aveda. Can, you know, Gezela and Aveda have certain similarities. You know, it used to be in my property, now it's not. Either it's lost somewhere in the street or it's in Yenim's backyard. I used to be in control, not anymore. I'm davening to get it back. I'm saying, Avoka de Meir Aneni. I got a lot of other stuff going on. I'm trying to get back this lost object. I called the cops to get back to catch this Goslin. So there are a lot of similarities in Gezel and Aveda. So Rabba Hutkezok, oh, they're so similar to one another, and extrapolate one to another. To which Rabba then turned around, and Rav Yosef for sure turned around and said, no, there's a big difference between the two. What's the big, humongous difference in Gezel and Aveda? What is it? What's the most glaring difference between Gezel and Aveda? By Aveda, you're a tzaddik, you're tzaddik. You're doing the right thing. So the Torah says, you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. The guy was Messiah already. Find his capers, keep it. You're not a bad guy. By a Kazlun. Nimtzachaiti. Iskar. You beat the living daylight out of the guy. You stole his wallet. And then you turn around and pull off a gemara, Baba Kama Samach Vav, and say, Echvin Koina. Yush is Koina. What do you mean? The parish of Yush wasn't this Chadesh. So Rav Yosef is screaming at Rav. And Rav himself is not even sure. He's mistopic. Rav Yosef shrying for 22 years. Rav and Rav Yosef are screaming at each other. about is it shayach to have this yafusa? Can we extrapolate gezeira from Avedo? They're so radically different from one another. That need, that characteristic of Yisrael Sliyadi is so critical. That's not a tangential difference. That's a yaseivistic difference. That's not true, but irrelevant. That's true, but very relevant. And therefore, that's not a proper precedent. Still, don't you spend the whole day figuring out precedents, legal precedents, right? Okay, so this is not a legal precedent. The fact that there's a legal precedent that Yush is kind of Avedo does not translate to me. That's kind of Begazela. That is an incorrect application of a legal precedent, right? Good. Okay. I object. Okay, good. So everybody say, according to the Ramban, Isura Asaliyadeh is not a description of a lumdish category called the Chavis HaShoveh, because Chavis HaShoveh itself is not what undermines Yush. The only thing in the Ramban's book that undermines Yush is only one phrase. What's the one phrase? Two words. What is it? Shem Reveide, which clearly isn't present in Rabbi Kama, because he's not a Shem Reveide, he's a Goslin. So what Isur HaSaliyadeh is accomplishing something totally different according to the Ramban. It's undermining the Yalfusa. It's undermining the comparison. It's highlighting the distinction is so great between Aveda and Gezela, you have no right to learn one from another. So according to the Ramban, what Isur HaSaliyadeh means, Ein Ledamos Gezela Le'Aveda. So it comes out, Rabbi Isai, that there are two different sugyas that both use the same phrase, Yisur HaSaliyadeh. According to Taisus, they're pretty much identical. They're different Chavis HaShavas. One's a Chavis HaShavas Aveda, one's a Gezela. But be Ikaron and Lomdus, it's the same basic problem. It's the same Chavis HaShavas that's undermining Yush. Whereas according to the Ramban, it's a different ballgame Lagamre. There are two completely different deficiencies in why Yush cannot be effective here. One is because Yush just can't be toyface when it's Peshus of Yadda Ki Yadai. And in the case of Gezeila, the reason why Yush doesn't apply is because as long as Chadish B'Torah, that it should never apply. So the different sugyas legamri, according to the Ramban. According to Taisus, they're identical. Nuances are different. Hashav is by identical. So basically, I want to think about the following question. We have the situations that are arising that we're questioning whether Yush is acceptable. We're not sure whether Yush is valid in Gezel, because of whatever Yisur HaSaliyadeh means. And we're not sure that Yush is acceptable in this case. So we know for a fact it's not acceptable because Yisur HaSaliyadeh. These cases where Yush falls short, Yesh Lachkor, any scenario on the board here, these two scenarios, different reasons why Yush falls short. It takes two to tango. There are two people involved in every Yush. Who are the two people? The person who is being Misyaish and the person who wants to acquire the Yush. Wherein lies the deficiency of Yush? Is the deficiency of Yush a chisor mitam ha-Misyaish? Or is the chisor in Yush a chisor mitam ha-Zeicha min ha-Yush? The answer to that question may not be the same in both cases, and may not be the same for all the Rishonim. But when you think this through tonight, till tomorrow, which I'm going to pick up with this Nakuda tomorrow, wherein is the problem? So the answer to the question, of course, is going to depend on what is the problem. If you understand properly what the problem is, then you can begin to understand wherein lies the problem. So hopefully, tomorrow we'll pick up this.